So let's chat, Zeke. Because I have a feeling you have an art rant.
Well, yeah, it's a sort of thing where I've been sort of getting my, I don't know, my gums in an uproar, getting my gums flapping over Les Sphères Polaires. It's there, you know, those
it's
like...
It's been there for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it started off in December, and it's thankfully going to be gone by the end of the month. Because, yeah, it's the sort of thing where
they thankfully.
Yeah, they annoy the living bejesus out of me.
Well, why?
Let me count the ways. First of all, it's sort of thing where, if you notice, Le Quartier des Spectacles is right downtown. And for the most part, people downtown are downtown during the day. And in the wintertime, it's, for the most part, they stay indoors. And given that it's, right by Place des Arts, people who go to Place des Arts in the wintertime tend to either drive and then park their car underground or take the metro and walk underground. So at which point, Les Sphères Polaires, for the most part, is seen during the day. At which point, it's a bunch of 24 or 25, depending on who you talk to. People can't count to 20, more than 20 anymore. But it's the sort of thing where there are these white globes that are hanging out during the middle of the day. And it's the sort of thing where that's just ridiculous.
But they're there at nighttime too.
Yeah, no, but nobody sees them.
Well, they get lit up.
I know, but nobody sees them. During the daytime, people are there because they're going to lunch, they're going to work, they're doing this, that, and the other thing. But at nighttime, it's the sort of thing where, no, why are you wandering around in the minus, it's going down to like minus 20 degrees tonight, plus the wind chill, and at which point, why are you going to, in your right mind, be outside on a night like tonight? That's ridiculous. And so at which point, they then spent a whole lot of money to do this sort of like luminotherapy. Give me a break. Luminotherapy, it's the sort of thing where luminotherapy is where you get, like, millions of gazillions of candle watt power so that you don't get depressed. These things, the globes, they make me depressed. It's the sort of thing. They're purples, they're blues, they're greens, they're nice pastel colors. They're not nice pastel colors. They're pastel colors that are just annoy the heck out of me. And besides the fact, okay, so there, you'd want to talk about the light thing, even though nobody sees it because it's at nighttime and so on and so forth. It's the sort of thing where you have them set up in three different sections, and they're sort of like, ooh, spooky little lights to go around. And every now and again, there's then this sort of shadow puppet play sort of thing. It's my 2-year-old nephew could do better than that. And he just has crayons. He isn't even allowed to use electricity yet because it's so dangerous. It's the sort of thing where they talk about it being interactive. Do you realize that they need three people so as to train you on how it is interactive?
They need three people.
Three people, yes. I've even heard rumors that they did nice and they hired some homeless people who needed a job and stuff like that so as to train you on how to be interactive. Because, no, they have this thing there, this humongous thing that looks like a junction box. And for the most part, people just pass by it and don't know what the hell. And so they have these guys who are standing there and they're waving their hands over the box and stuff like that, making sort of like incantations like magicians from the 14th century or something like that. And you're saying, ooh, you can make things happen here. And in actual fact, you can make the lights move. And that's pretty much it, and there's only one type of light that you can make move, and you go, ooh, it's interactive, my eye. It's the sort of thing where it's this the way that they're just so banal. It's like, when was the last time you saw the Teletubbies?
YouTube, I guess.
Okay. Do you think the
Teletubbies... That was a joke about it.
Do you think the Teletubbies are a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it depends who it's for.
It's for my 1-year-old nephew.
Okay, but you're comparing this to... I don't know.
Yes, this to me is Teletubbies type of fodder. It's the sort of thing where you're supposed to sit down, slack jaw, a little bit of drool coming out of the right side of your mouth and stuff like that, and go, and then it's the sort of thing where you can get into like that sort of Zen sort of state of mind. You're doing your sort of chant and things like that, but it is totally brainless, vapid. There is no real connection to anything there. It's just plopped down. Nobody sees it.
I thought it was just there to relax and have you...
It's minus 20 degrees, not including the wind chill. How are you going to relax?
How can you not be used to minus 20 degrees?
I can be.
This is Montreal. We usually get minus 20 degrees.
I know.
Anything out of the ordinary.
I know. I am used to it, but I am used to it because I don't spend my time outside. It's the sort of thing...
I guess you represent that population of Montreal that just does not go outside at all when it's minus 20 or minus 30.
I go outside, but I don't spend my time lounging around.
That's what the joys of winter are.
No, I have this...
Nice hot cocoa.
No, I have this one... I have this wonderful... I have this wonderful fantasy. At some point, I am going to get up the nerve to do naked snow angels.
Ah, you should.
No, naked snow angels.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Either way.
Yeah, I know, but it's, I know it. However, nonetheless, at minus 20, it's, there's certain parts of my body that might shrivel up and disappear.
I think once you do that, I think you would love minus 20, minus 30, and everything around it.
You got to be kidding.
Anyway, okay, we're distracting from you talking about
yes, but
rent
there,
on
but
the
there's a sort of thing where, no, it's a sort of thing where I was taking care of a friend's condo, which one, that looked over them, and then it's a sort of thing where they tie into that lighting thing, that combination of the Musée d'Art Contemporain, which is just, yeah, it's just ultimately... New, you remember the New Age movement back in the like 80s and 90s,
yeah.
Where everybody was sort of like the sort of commercialized version of being a hippy dippy. Mm-hmm. It's the sort of thing. This to me strikes me as exactly the same. It's this thing that it's just so vapid, insipid, and banal. And you can tell that it's vapid, insipid, and banal because like they put up pictures on Flickr. The pictures have gotten under 400 views. And Montreal is a major metropolitan area of almost 4 million people and under 400 views. And the video that they put up, that the Gazette put up talking to the people and stuff like that, 57 views.
What would you propose that could have made this different then?
Flames.
You want flames?
Flames.
Can you explain?
Flames.
Is that kind of dangerous?
Yeah, but that's exciting. Lots of people.
So you would prefer if they had flames.
Yeah,
in the minus 20 degree weather, you would have thought it would have been better.
Well, yeah, no, you.
But how? How so? Would that have made it better?
Burn the globes down.
No.
Yes, off the top of my head, that would be the best thing. Although, since they are asking for, I assume they are having calls for submissions and stuff like that in between now, and I don't know when the calls for submission closes. I will look into it. I'll get the date. I will come up with a plan that involves flames and see if we can't get my idea for the Quartier des Spectacles for next year. Anyhow, it's the one last thing is, yeah, it was made by Lucion Media, L-U-C-I-O-N, this guy Bernard Duguay and Pierre Gagnon, and it's the sort of thing where I look through their portfolio and stuff like that, and for the most part, I am avoiding anything that they touch. It's up at the Quartier des Spectacles until February 27th. There's going to be the one time that there's going to be lots of people is when you have Nuit Blanche, and they're going to have buses going by there, I don't know, every 10 minutes while everybody wanders around like sheep, going to check out art when they should be checking out art every darn day of their life.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's a pretty strong rant. You have so much anger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why. What have these artists... I mean, their idea that maybe they were approached by the city, maybe, to come up with something that was relaxing for the neighborhood, maybe? I mean, they met their mandate, no?
Maybe. But to my mind, no. Art is supposed to be engaged. If my tax dollars are being spent on something, I want it to be spent on something fun.
I thought it relaxed.
Okay.
Some people.
Understand. This is my viewpoint. My viewpoint alone. And for the most part,
it is your art rant, and I'm just a spectator to your rant.
For the most part, most people disagree with me, and sometimes disagree violently.
Well, can you mention the website if those are curious?
No, there is no. It's Lucion Media. It's sort of thing. Go down to Jean Mons in between Saint Catherine. Right. Yeah, there's no website. This is real life. Real life.
I thought there was a website, and that's what you were talking about for the views.
On Flickr. You put in Sfairpodar, you look at a picture, and you realize nobody's looking at it on Flickr. They're all taking pictures and stuff like that, but nobody's looking at them.
Okay. Well, is there anything else?
I can't wait for February 28th.
Why?
Because there will be no more Sfairpodar.
All right, I'm not asking you any more questions then.
Fine.
Thank you, Zeke.
No problem, my pleasure.
A very entertaining art rant. It's quite a Monday today. It's unusual Monday.
Mm-hmm.
There's something happening with the show today that nothing is going as planned.